Good morning. It is Sunday, the 20th of August 2017. At least it's September. But I would have been wishing my life away just slightly. Shut up, voiceover. Anyway, hope all's well with everybody and you've all had a good week. Well, I have probably, well, I know I have failed dismally trying to record a post every single day. I wish I could, because it would be nice to be able to do like an audio diary, but, well, not that you would put your personal ins and outs on audio boom, because, yeah, you just wouldn't. But even so, it would be nice to be able to do like a audio blog, whatever, daily, but I can't manage it. I wish I could. I had the intentions of doing it, but it just has not happened. This week, all was okay. Went back Monday as usual. Fortunately, there were no delays, which made an amazing change. Although I had a plank of a taxi driver turn up to pick me up. I use the same company in Great Yarmouth all the time, who are a great company on the whole, with good drivers. And you create like a, everything's done on the computer. So when you phone up, they create like a profile of you, in connection to your phone number. So on my profile, rightly or wrongly, it says I'm totally blind and have a guide dog, need assistance. Well, it says please assist. And I've been told by a number of drivers that it does say that. So I know it does because I've asked for it to say that. So this driver turns up. Well, at first, because Swift, doesn't matter, I can name and shame them. Swift sends you a text to tell you the taxi's there. Well, it's actually triggered by a driver. So sometimes you don't actually get it before they arrive. And sometimes you end up getting it whilst you're in the car, which is pointless. But it just depends when they trigger it. So I got my text as usual on the Monday. And I thought, well, okay, I've asked for them to knock, but I know I've got the text, so Swift must be outside somewhere. So I walked outside, walked to the end of the path, and was standing there waiting. Nothing. Well, so I thought. So I phoned the company, and I said, I got my text. I said, can you please tell me where the taxi is? So she said, let me just check. Oh, she said, she's on your road. It's on your road. So I said, okay. I said, yeah, but I said, obviously, I'm standing outside. I said, and as you know, I'm totally blind. And I said, I can't see the car, obviously. I would never know that it said Swift on the car, because it does say Swift on the cars and their phone number. So I was standing there. This diesel engine car pulls up. But, you know, the point is, a diesel engine car means absolutely nothing. Because, you know, it could just be somebody pulling up with their car. And all right, it was kind of coincidental because it was at the time that I needed the taxi. But, you know, I wasn't going to walk up to any random person's car to ask if they were the taxi.
Of course you're not.
You know, not in this day and age anyway. So I was standing there and I'm thinking, what on earth? I need to get gone because I've got to get to the station. So this lady comes up and she said, that's a Swift taxi, is that what you're waiting for? And I said, oh yeah, it is. I said, thank you. I said, I just didn't want to get into some random person's car. So eventually this guy gets out and he goes, oh, and comes around to try and open the door. And I said, well, I said, I'm blind. I said, as you can see, I said, and I do have a guide dog. Again, as you can see, I wasn't trying to be rude, but I got to the point of getting a bit agitated by then. And he said, oh, right. And he sounded like, he wasn't altogether there. And I thought, oh dear, I don't know if I should be getting in his car, but what can I do? I can't ring up the company and say, I don't think much of your driver. Can you send me another one?
Yeah.
Because he didn't actually refuse to let me in the car. He didn't refuse to, you know, I just think maybe he hadn't read the assistance request. Or maybe he was just, well, I don't know.
I think he was £10 short of a penny.
But so when I eventually got in, well, in the car, and I said to him, could you put my bag in the back? I said, yeah, no problem. So I got in, and as we were going along, he started chatting, and he seemed okay then. So I said to him when we got to the station, I said, please, could you give me a hand to get to the ticket office? He said, oh, yeah, yeah, no problem. So we got out, and I said, can I take your arm? And I said, yeah. He said, no problem. So he was okay then. But initially, I thought, what on earth? You know, it just, I was a bit taken aback that, you know, someone just, I mean, more to the point, I don't know why he didn't get out of the car, because he could clearly see me standing there doing nothing.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And you'd think he would say, by the way, were you looking for a taxi? I'm from Swift. And yeah. I had to say to him, are you from Swift? And he goes, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I'm thinking, I'm not convinced. But it was fine in the end. So I got to the station and all was good. All the week, the week at work was fortunately uneventful. Train journey back Friday was not good. It was very delayed. I was meant to catch the 6:30 train from Liverpool Street. And basically, the 6:30 train at first, well, I got on it. And I think, no, it left on time. That's right, it left on time, but then it started running slow. And as we were on the approach to Shenfield, we were brought to a halt, because it's not a stopping, it doesn't stop at Shenfield. It just goes through Shenfield. And the conductor said, sorry for the delay here, he said, but we set off some sort of alarm as we are on the approach to Shenfield. So they had to check the train and the line side equipment to make sure that there wasn't a fault with our train. So we were there quite some time. As a result, obviously, I didn't get into Norwich until 9:20. And it should have got into Norwich at 8:30. And so, therefore, obviously, I missed a great yarn of connection. And all in all, I had a 20-minute wait at Norwich, which was okay because I was met by staff, and obviously they stayed with me. And then got here, which was good. Yesterday we went into Great Yarmouth. Had some lunch at Market Row, which we really like. I've done many booze from Market Row. Okay, I forget, that's telling me the truth. Had lunch at Market Row, did a bit of shopping at Wilko's, and last night went for a meal at Albatross, which is a lovely Italian. Anyone that comes up here to Great Yarmouth, please, please go and have something to eat there. It's a lovely place. It's 70 Regent Road. I think that's what it came up as when I tagged.
Yeah, something like that.
And it's lovely. It's an independent restaurant with an amazing owner, and he cooks his own food. His staff are lovely, very accommodating, and very well priced for what you get. Anyway, I'm going to shut my mouth now because I'm probably about to run out of time. So I shall speak to you soon. Bye-bye.